I think there's fewer behavior problems in a class where a teacher is differentiating instruction just because students are working at their readiness level. They're being challenged appropriately, and the teacher can recognize when the student needs a little bit more support or if a student needs enrichment. I feel like when a teacher is developing the rules and procedures for differentiation, we're really setting those expectations. There's so much fluidity between the students that kids will be coming over in groups. Other kids will be working with another group of students. Other times students will be working independently. So there's so much movement going on that if you don't have these rules and procedures and your expectations in place for students, I can see where that would be a real challenge for a teacher. So I feel like this needs to be the first thing that is developed in the classroom so students are successful. Not to mention the fact that when I'm working with a reading group of students and I need to be focused with them and working with them on certain skills, other students need to be focused independently. So having a checklist in place or some kind of a rubric for them to use to be accountable for the work that they're responsible for and having that ownership is key for this type of a setting in the classroom as well. If you don't have those expectations and those routines in place, I can see where it would be more challenging for a teacher because you are going to have so many different things happening.